Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the NFL Players Second Acts Podcast. I'm Peanut Tillman, and this is my uncle, Roman Harper. Welcome to the show. What's up?
What's up, Doc? It's always something new with you.
I got jokes for days with the Graves.
That just rhymed. That man must be on a good day already.
I'm a lyricist.
Well, anyways, I want to thank all of our listeners for always tuning in. Continue, as I always tell you, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Give us a like, a follow, and always give us a review. And anywhere you listen to your podcast, whether it's iHeartRadio or Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen to podcasts, you can always find us, the NFL Players Second Acts Podcast. Now, the Super Bowl is done. Yeah. It's wrapped up. The season's over with. What an exciting time. We got to experience Phoenix. My first radio row experience.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was just getting to see everybody, looking at all the entourages. Who had the biggest entourage? Who didn't have an entourage? Looking at all the crazy and the madness inside that building. It was fun, Pino. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience for me.
Joe Montana, definitely. Stephen A.
Stephen A. had the biggest entourage.
How many people?
12 deep. Double figures.
At least.
12 deep. I mean, he'd probably say he had 15. But overall, it's probably 12.
Not necessary. I think my entourage is like just me. I came out here solo dolo, so it's just me. What are you, two? Two people entourage?
If I'm with the fam, then it's like four. But other than that, all right. So we got to talk to and sit down and talk to a lot of different guests all week long. The experience was awesome. The conversations were deep. We really got to really have a really deep dive into some really different experiences in everybody's second act. So who we got up first?
We got Hall of Famer Brian Weapon X Dawkins. We got Akbar Baja Biamila. And right now, we'll kick it off with this first interview with Brian Dawkins. We're joined by NFL Hall of Famer, man of faith, Brian Weapon X Dawkins.
Thank you. Thank you.
Greatness,
thank you,
man.
Thank you.
Greatness.
Bless
so, me. Look, I got my nickname is Peanut. I think everyone know how I got my nickname. My aunt, Lil Baby. I got the nickname, big old head and everything. Where did Weapon X come from?
It's really my love for Wolverine, the comic book character.
Yeah, okay.
And the way that I played the game before that. So before he became Wolverine, Weapon X,
yeah,
I called myself Idiot Man. So I turned into a different cat when
Weapon
I stepped
X
on the
sounds
field.
A lot better.
Yeah, so Weapon X sounds a whole lot better. But it's just that the way that I play the game, when I touch the dog on field, I flip that switch, and that's a different person. So that is Weapon X. And I always tell people, Brian Dawkins has never played a down in the National Football League. It was always Weapon X.
So is it because Wolverine, because I'm a big comic book guy, everybody needs to know this, Wolverine is the man, one of the baddest X-Men out there of all time. Was it the healing factor? Was it the adamantium claws that brought it out, or was it really just his rage? When he lost it, that's when
So here's the thing, is if you know his backstory.
I do.
You know the darkness in his back.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know that it's hard for him sometimes to control those things.
Mm-hmm.
But when he does and he uses it for the good, for the love of his fellow X-Men, he's unstoppable.
Correct.
So that's all of those things, the complexities of the character, all of that brought me into that character, because I have some things in my past I'm not so thrilled about as far as some dark the parts of me, but I've learned how to funnel and channel those things into a positive direction, and so that's the main thing with Wolverine. Yeah, it's the fact that he's animanium, he's super healing, but it's the complexity of the character that really draw me into.
All right, so I got to get this out of the way too, and then we get to a real interview questions. Yeah. The arms, because look, I played safety. I tried to model my game just like you. Literally, when I saw the veins popping, he's coming out flexing. I'm like, dude, I got to get my arms right. So I literally
built
my whole workout.
This is a true story. He don't ever want to do Rome is built like a damn chicken. Like, he big up top. He got little chicken legs. All Rome want to do is bench, arms, all day.
I'm doing some kind literally of arm exercise every day. But look, I mean, I can wear long socks. So you don't see that. But you always see your arms.
You right.
What you just said is eloquently placed and put, right? So I always talk about the back arms, right?
Uh-huh.
So the back
arms. The tricep.
Yeah. Look like a horse
70%.
Train.
You get your back arms right, right? And then you go out and handle your business. Then so for me, it's also an intimidation thing. So when you walking on the field, and you already saw what I did on film, and I'm going to kind of give you some of my mindset. My mindset was always put crazy on film.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I'm going to put crazy on film. I'm going to do something crazy on film to have the receivers watching for next week so that they can be thinking about that thing that I did to that person. And then you come on game day, you see my arms glistening as well. Oh, that's just an extra bit of things that you got to think about.
Swole. I'm telling you. Yeah, it make you think twice. Like, do I really want to go over the middle right now?
And that's all I got to do.
Pass?
Just to get you to think twice.
Tell me one example or story where you know that they saw something the week before and were a little nervous when they saw you.
Dig routes.
Mm.
Just certain teams that run dig routes, they didn't run as many dig routes against. I'm serious. They didn't run as many dig routes against us. And sometimes it's not the first quarter that they short arm stuff. It's in the fourth quarter that they begin to short arm stuff. Because after I handled my business early in the game of delivering that stank on somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, they begin to think about that thing if they do have to run a dig route. So, you know, trying to give you a specific, it's going to be hard for me to give you a specific one. But I just know that in the fourth quarter, again, there's certain routes, go-to combinations that certain teams just did not do.
All right, for all those that don't know, when he said put that stank on him, he really mean put that thing on him when he hit him.
He hit him hard.
All right, now B-Doc, tell me this.
Yeah.
How are you feeling to see the Eagles back in the Super Bowl again without you being present, of course?
I love it. I love it. And it's if you are a true Eagles fan and you're honest with yourself, you did not see this coming. This is 100% surprise to have this team gel together. And you know, playing the game, how hard it is to gel. And this team literally acts like they've been together for years.
Mm-hmm.
And they've only really been together, for the most part, for 1 year. Some of the new pieces, right?
Yeah.
So to be able to gel all those different personalities together, all that talent, and then for the coaching staff to have learned from some of the mistakes that they've had from last year, and now they're putting these players in position to make plays.
Yeah.
And then the players are making plays. And again, they're having a great time doing it. So I didn't see that coming together like that, like we're seeing. And I didn't see Hurts taking the steps that he's taken as a prolific passer that he has this year.
The one thing
that
about Jalen Hurts, I'm sure it has, but I always tell everybody the most impressive thing I've seen Jalen Hurts, because I've seen him since Alabama, going to school there, is that he's literally improved every year since he's gotten out of high school.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been dramatic. It hasn't been huge. But every year, he's just steadily gotten better. And that's something to be said about people.
But it's his mindset, though. Like, he's a very focused individual. I've seen interviews with him when he was in high school, and he just, he's poised. Mm-hmm. He's ready for that moment. And I think, although Kansas City has more experience, because they've done it numerous times, you know, the big lights, they have that experience under Andy Reid. However, Hurts is, like, he is that dude. Like, he has been time and time again, he has been put in these situations, in these moments, and he's just ice in his veins. Yeah. He's just, he's calm. That's what I love about
him. And so that was the thing about what you said. Well, both of you are saying the exact same thing that I saw. So when you tell me that he has made progress every year, so here's the thing. He has been getting ridiculed every year.
Yep.
So that means that he's more than likely seeing some of the thing, taking some of the good things that he can glean from some of the not people that are criticizing him, but some of the people that are critiquing him. In the, I remember reading some things about Nick Saban saying specific things to him that he needs to improve on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when he went to Oklahoma, guess what he did?
Improved on those things, right?
Yeah. Same thing from last year to this year. Very inconsistent with the ball down the field. He heard that. I'm pretty sure he saw that. And what did he do?
He got improved on it, right?
Yeah. So when you have a mentally tough individual that can take criticism, receive it, has a high IQ when it comes to what do I need to do to get better, because I know I'm not where I want to be or where I need to be.
Right.
And then you go work your behind off to do it. Come on, man. Like, that's he's fit for Philadelphia, brother. Yeah. I'm telling you, he's fit for Philadelphia.
Okay, so, all right. You've been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you didn't win it. Mm-hmm. And I'm always giving Peanut a little bit of crap about his experience in the
always.
Super Bowl.
Always. I'm over
and
two.
Look, I mean, let's just be honest here. We got three great defensive backs. We got one gold jacket, probably two gold jackets when it's all said and done, and one Super Bowl ring. And how does that make you guys feel? You know, I know your jacket's going to fit great, but, you know.
I ain't going to lie to you. That's one thing as a player that I would have loved to have. Yeah. I experienced one as an executive when I was at the Eagles, so I have one as an executive. But there would have been nothing like me celebrating with Donovan, with Hugh, or with Trot, and with Troy back in the day, Deuce and those guys back in the day of winning a Super Bowl. But so you got me. Yeah, you definitely.
Does it make it better, though? I'm not going to take away. I don't think it takes away from your experiences or your love for your teammates that you don't win a championship. But does it almost like make it a little bit sweeter when you do? I feel like I can say that, but because I've been on great teams.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like that one team that's probably not even the best team I've even been on is just a little bit different because you won it all. It is something to be said about that. And I don't not because you guys love your teammates. Like, you tell me so many great stories.
Yeah, we still
about
keep,
your experience about the Bears.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you just going in really detail about Trotter and all those great guys, all those great players with the Eagles for all those years.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't – you don't lose love. It's just –
there is no love lost. Mm-hmm. We just didn't have the culmination of all of the hard work like you was able to experience of before it was OTAs. You know, we had real training camps. So going through all of those rigors and all the pains and all of the setbacks and all of the injections sometimes to numb some areas up that we had to numb up because we wanted to still play, even though we probably should have set out behind in there in the training room. Like, going through all of that, we never experienced the final destination of standing at the podium, beat up, bruised up, dirty uniform, saying we did it.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a different experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, so switching gears now. Let's talk about obesity.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in Huddle Up?
Wow. So I have been an advocate for learning how to do things in a specific way.
Okay.
A blessing you to live life in a powerful way. And that's when I think of the word wellness itself, and that's what this is about, what wellness. Wellness is the idea and the thought of doing specific things on a daily basis, so that you can have the vitality, the energy, the strength, and to do things powerfully from a physical and mental standpoint, right? So that obesity part of it, you know, I have had, and they've given me permission to say this to big bone individuals in my family, right? My mom has had diabetes. He no longer has it. So I saw firsthand the results of some of the decisions that were made in my household and how it affect the people in my household. So if I can then do things in my life, which I do, and that's one of the reasons I do what I do. That's one of the reasons I lift the way that I lift and still work out the way that I work out, because I want to continue to bless this body in a specific way as to do things to give me that energy, that vitality to live life on my terms as much as I can, But on the other side of that, I want to help those individuals know that just because you have gone to a place that you don't want to be, you don't have to stay in that spot, All of us have been on, you talked about team, So I have a team of individuals in my life, I have doctors that I go to. I have a nutritionist that I go to, I have a naturalist that I go to. And so these are my teammates. And they help me to come up with a game plan for me in my life. So my level of fitness is for me. This is how I live my life. It may not be for somebody else. So I don't ever tell somebody to exercise the way that I do. Matter of fact, I very seldom say the word exercise because that sometimes set people off. I say movements. Like, what are the movements you like to do? What are some of the movements you would love to do in your life? So it's the moving part of doing things, getting up and not being stagnant, that will help you stay away from some of the things that could potentially have you going to the doctor too much, So also the way that I talk about it is you want to take care of as many things while you can before someone takes it out of your hands and you have to begin to do things the doctor tells you to do, that makes sense.
That's deep. Well, look, man, I know we could talk with you all day about this stuff. Thank you for blessing us with your presence and just
I gotta ask one more thing though.
Please,
when we gonna get a workout in, my brother? I need it.
I'm there.
You need. You can be our cheerleader, Peanut.
I'm not cheerleading.
I feel like it's gonna be some weights banging.
I'm in the 300 pound club now. I'm benching on the 300
you
now.
If we do that now, you might call Earl.
Okay.
Do you know what Earl is?
Do we know what Earl is for those listening?
It's vomiting from working out really hard.
You might. So let me give you this last thing. So if you want to have more information about this and seriously learn about some of the things you need to do, for those who are listening, this is thetruthaboutweight.com. Thetruthaboutweight.com. So go on that website and look at some of the things, answer some of the questions that are going to be on there for you so that you can begin to understand if diabetes like runs in your family. So begin to know those things, the markers and all of those things, so that you can again meet with your teammate, develop a team, and then meet with them to see what you need to do to be your best self.
Okay.
I'm with it. Appreciate
Truthaboutweight.com.
Truthaboutweight.com.
Thank you. Thanks, B Doc, man. All right. Appreciate it, man.
You big bone, bro.
I do have big bones, family.
And little legs.
Joe the Jet Perry, first African-American NFL MVP. As we continue to celebrate Black History Month across the league, we share the accomplishments of the past and present. Joe the Jet Perry was a Navy veteran, one of the first African-American players in professional football, and the NFL's first African-American MVP. The first Black player in 49ers team history, Perry earned a Pro Bowl selection in San Francisco. He would rush for over 9,700 yards in a 16-season career and held the league's career rushing title until 1963. Following his retirement, Perry remained involved with the 49ers organization as a scout and assistant. And in 1969, he was named to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles.
Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, we're back. Radio Row.
Radio Row Day 2.
Super Bowl 57, and we are have a great guest here. Somebody I look up to. I see him all the time. Mm-hmm. Akbar.
What's his last? Say it. Give it. How you?
Bajabi.
Okay, look. We call him Akbar. So for the record,
yeah.
Can you tell us how to pronounce your full name?
Okay.
And what does it mean?
Okay.
And the only advice he gave me was, dog, don't try and read it.
Don't try and read it. You read it, it's worse than reading on teleprompter, man. It's too many letters, man. No, it's Akbar Oluwakemi Idowu Bajabiamila. My first name, Akbar, means great. Idowu means born after twins. Mm-hmm. I was born after my brother, Kabir, yeah. Of course, played for the Packers, and my sister, who are twins. And so in the Nigerian culture, in the Yoruba culture, when you're born after twins, you inherit that name. So I'm Idowu. So when they hear my last name, my middle name, they go, oh, we know where you fall in the order. And then Bajabiamila means big man, come save me. So my great-great-grandfather was a mediator in the village. He's like 7 feet tall. So whenever people would have problems, they would say, Bajabiamila, meaning big man, come save me. So that's how the last name
that is,
so. And it tells a story.
It does tell
a story. The African heritage, like the names, the Azumas, the Mawale Ngunle.
My college roommate, his name was Charlie Yao Pepra. Yao is Ghanaian. It means Thursday born.
Oh, wow.
So stories, it's right. Like very little things that nobody, you think it's just no purpose. It's completely has a purpose.
I'm just Charles Tillman, sorry.
No, it works. Charles Tillman works.
That's why we call you Peanut.
I'm just Charles Tillman. Funny, quick story. You Pisa Tinoe Samoa, we're talking about names and everything like that. Pisa, you know, great, great linebacker for us in Chicago. We was like, man, what does your name mean? Oh, it means this, it means that. And then he goes, well, what's your middle name? I know some dope middle name. He was like, it's just Donald. So his name is Pisa Donald Tinui Samoa. It's like, come on, man. How you, your parents
they got lazy.
They got lazy for your middle name?
No, a lot of times what happens is they may throw in a common name in order to like kind of fit in if other people are having a hard time. It's for the Americans. Like, hey, just call him Donald. Like, it's his name. Just call him Donald.
All right. Yeah. So, Akbar, tell me this. So, how do you feel? You know, you're a Lakers fan. Yes. I'm a Lakers fan. I'm a diehard. I call myself an originalist. Okay. Right?
I'm Showtime. I go back to the Showtime era. 1979. In fact, when I was born, Magic Johnson just won a championship for us as a Laker fan. So I know this. I came out of the womb watching the Lakers.
Yeah.
At the Great Western Forum. So I mean, that's how far back.
You're
I
an
go.
Originalist too.
Yeah.
Good. So we're on the same page here. How do you feel about LeBron breaking the all-time scoring record? Because for me, as an originalist Laker fan, you didn't love LeBron for like most of his career because he wasn't with the Lakers.
Right.
And so now he's with the Lakers and he beats Kareem. Like, how do you feel?
It was bittersweet for me.
Okay.
It was bittersweet, but really, I was happy because it came from a Laker.
Yeah.
But it was bitter because I wanted Kareem. It was my dad's favorite basketball player. Yeah. It was my favorite basketball player.
Right.
To see the captain at the top. And then to see that number, which was unachievable for Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and all the other dope shooters out there. Reggie Miller. All those people who could shoot. Karl Malone. Nobody could get it. It was just in a league of its own.
Right.
So, but then you do have to sit there and recognize, like, that was an impossible record to beat. None of us will be here. Everybody here at Radio Row, no one is going to be alive to see that record be broke.
Right.
Because he's still playing.
At a high level.
At a high level. I mean, he's jumping around like, you know, he's 22.
Yeah.
So it was bittersweet for me. It really was. But it was so cool to see Kareem hand over the torch to LeBron. It was such a great moment because people don't know that Kareem and LeBron haven't had a lot of interaction.
Right.
And so for
it
two people.
It kind of showed.
Yeah. It was a little awkward, but I would love to, and I've said this to LeBron's team, you know, I would love for them to have, you know, Kareem on the barbershop, have one-on-one with LeBron and Kareem, because both these guys have not only had a big impact on the sport, but it's what they do off the court. Mm-hmm. You know, LeBron has started something, and he doesn't get a lot of credit, but LeBron has changed the dynamics as far as people's management. Athletes are now wanting to, you know, like, and I'm just calling out, keeping it real. Like, there was a time as a young black athlete, you came out, most of your team were white men, right?
Yeah,
and you weren't included in that. And you've seen what LeBron does, not only including, you know, African-Americans, but women to his team and showing that it didn't have to be dominated by one. And so
representation
is so powerful. I'll never forget the moment I had with LeBron. I went to his to the school that he had that he has in Ohio, and I set up a Ninja Warrior program for these kids.
Yeah,
and I never asked him to do anything. I mean, I was at the time I came out with my book, Everyone Could Be a Ninja, and I get a phone call from my manager, and she says, "Hey, LeBron's team wants to use your book in his commercial, in his next commercial." I'm going, "What?" I'm like, "Yeah, sign away, sign away." But I was like, "But he was helping me promote my book in a time like." If you've ever, you know, it's hard to promote a book. And so to get somebody like a LeBron James who's willingly wanting to put and promote an African-American, you know, author, it was like, so anyways, LeBron James to me is, I mean, you know, he'll always have a place in my heart, but I'm so happy for all the success that he has on and off the court.
So does he get a statue?
Oh, of course. Of course he gets a statue.
Now, where's the statue at? Is it with the Lakers or is it with Cleveland? Is it Miami?
He will be the first to get a statue everywhere. They might end up, he might be the first one because he'll get one in Miami. He'll get one in Cleveland for sure. I mean, he is the son
He's the chosen one, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, LeBron, we inherit everybody. I mean, Los Angeles is the city of stars and cars, and you can't take that star away from us. So he's definitely going to have a statue.
So you think we're going to. At Staples or Crypto Arena?
Staples.
I agree. I'm sorry, I can't.
I can't even start to call it Crypto.
I love this. He's an originalist like me.
Yes.
I love this. Yeah, all right. So what else is next for you? We've seen you as a TV host. Yeah. We've seen you write books. You've done all these other things in this world. Somebody like me. All right. I'm just in your footsteps over here. Yeah. Number one, how do you get into doing the TV part of it, the personality TV aspect of it? And what's going to be your next steps for you? Like, is there anything else you want to accomplish?
Yeah, I think for me, the next thing was probably going behind the camera. There are a lot of documentary pieces. I love documentaries, and there's so a lot of things that I would love to do from the documentary standpoint to showcase that and being off camera, but behind the camera. But you know, the journey from transitioning into to media wasn't, you know, an easy path for me. And that's kind of what my book was about, like the, you know, the underground path to success. Whereas I didn't have a big name. My brother was the, you know, all-time sack leader for the Packers. I didn't have that same type of success. And there's no shame. I made it to the league, but it just didn't work out the same way.
Right, right.
And, but oftentimes, you know, like place in the media is usually served for guys who had prominent careers, big names. And so I had to take what I call the backdoor approach, which was I went to an area where they knew me the most, which was San Diego. I went to the local station at NBC in San Diego, and I said to them, I said, hey, guys, my name is Akbar. I'd love to host the show or do the after post-game show for free. Mm-hmm. They said, for free? I was like, yeah, for free. And I did it for 2 years for free because I played for the Chargers at the time, played for San Diego State. And then from there, I was able to do CBS College Sports. From there, I got my opportunity at the NFL Network.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it just it took a couple of people to believe and going, wait a second.
Right, right.
This guy, he's talking this fantasy football stuff a little different. And they gave me that opportunity. And from that, that jumped off my career because an executive producer saw me on the NFL Network and for American Ninja Warriors. Like, hey, we want to bring this guy in.
That's what's up.
And the rest was history. Yeah, so now.
So my credit is... I think it's decent. You got good credit, bad credit?
Oh no, well, it was messed up from other people, but now I'm good. I get my score, they hit me up. So I get email was, every week, couple weeks.
So
now.
You was a co-signer too on some stuff?
Yes, yeah. It was messed up.
Don't ever co-sign.
I've done it, I've learned. I don't do co-sign.
Every time I do open up something or I do buy something. I recently just purchased a car, so they run my credit, you know, Experian. Tell me how you got involved. You know, with experience.
Yeah, you know.
That was a long way to get to my credit.
I want to throw you under the bus a little bit.
We've all been there before. Credit. But I will tell you, though, but this partnership with Experian has been a long relationship. But I'm super excited about it because it really is a partnership about helping people change, the way they think about just Experian, in that Experian is not just a credit bureau. It is really trying to help people get financially fit.
Yeah.
And the way they're doing that is by helping people save money, not just stuffing money underneath the pillowcase or the mattress, but by being able to take a look at your spending habits. Mm. So, for example, we all have streaming stuff that we're streaming, right? Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus. Well, now you can boost your credit score with Experian Boost by taking those and then adding it and self-submitting it into Experian, and that helps to boost your credit score. Because if you boost your credit score, that means you're getting a lower interest rate, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone can save some money right now. When we talk about inflation is at an all-time high right now, 40-year high right now for inflation. And so people are hurt right now because I'm telling you, it is... Go buy a burger. Go out and try to eat out and see how much that bill come out to, right?
Yeah, it's rough.
So we're trying to figure out how to do that. And so with Experian Boost, it allows you. It gives you that opportunity. And then the last thing is on the Experian app is they have the tool that allows you to, and be honest now, when's the last time you checked to see how much you're paying on your car insurance? Nobody, right? Nobody checks to see how much they're paying on there. You just put it on automatic pay. Well, now Experian has this feature to where this tool that allows you to compare your insurance with other insurance, and you can see, hey, look at my profile with this, and man, I'm paying $70, $100, $200 more than I should be, right? A month. Yeah. So this allows you to save money in creative ways.
Oh, nice.
Yep. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Well, it's always good to be able to compare and contrast.
Yeah,
you know,
appreciate you coming.
And I actually do check how much I pay my insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only because I don't want to lie. It's still under my mom and dad.
I'm cutting you off. You is lying. I'm cutting you off. Hey, man, we appreciate you coming out. Yep. Thank you for finally correcting how to pronounce your name
Absolutely.
The right way. We're going to get our credit
and
right.
meeting behind
well,
it.
Well, you guys got football cred. So, I mean, you guys good on that one, too. Experian can help you with your football cred, too. No, I'm just kidding. Can I say that? No, I don't think they can help you with your football cred. You guys already did that.
Nope, too late. He said it.
Appreciate
hey, man, appreciate
thanks.
You coming
thank you guys
out.
For appreciate coming.
You,
man.
Thanks.
That's it. That's a wrap on that episode. I really want to thank Brian Dawkins and also Akbar Bazabiamila. really telling us all into their life, why Brian Dawkins became Weapon X.
It's a great story.
Why Akbar started doing what he was doing, his experience of, hey, I got to go where they know me first. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting in San Diego and building out my brand and who I am from there. And that's what we're trying to do, trying to build our brand. So all you listeners, continue to listen. Continue to tell a friend to tell a friend to do what, Peanut?
Tell a friend.
There it is. Anytime, make sure you hit that like button, click follow, give us a rating and a review. On anywhere you listen to your podcast at, whether it's iHeartRadio or Apple Podcasts. We're there, baby. Tune in. We're out.
Peace.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.